It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Do you wake up and hit the snooze?
No. I would like to. I usually lay there like 5 minutes afterwards just to assess the situation.
But you
just like you get myself like work myself up to getting out.
But you usually get up before the snooze goes off. You hit the snooze, but you get up before the alarm goes off again, or you just turn off the alarm and you lay there.
You know what? It doesn't go off again because I immediately turn it off.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of bold.
Well, I know I'm not going back to sleep. I just kind of lay there like, okay. And then I start the mental pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, if I just start wiggling my toes,
right,
then I can work up to getting a foot on the floor.
You remember a while ago, people were saying, you know, if you are a chronic snooze hitter, it's actually worse for your sleep than if what you should do is just set your alarm later. Like you know, if you want to get up at 5:30, right?
Right.
And you hit the snooze 3 times and you end up getting up by 6, they're like, all right, well, just set your alarm at 6 and get up then. But now I guess they're saying, you know what? Doesn't really matter. You're still getting the extra sleep, even if it is interrupted by the snooze, and it's not bad sleep as they were thinking before. So,
oh, really? So they're changing their tune on that?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, at least, you know, there were a few researchers that were like, you know what, this is bogus. Let's do our own study. So they did, and they did this long study at the Stockholm University there in Sweden.
Sweden.
And they figured it out. They're like, you know what? You don't have to really feel guilty about hitting the snooze anymore because it may not actually be a bad thing. I will say I was a chronic snooze hitter when
really?
I used to be. Yeah. When I did, there was a period of my life where I did mornings. I did morning radio as a producer. I went to school and then I had a night job where I didn't get home until probably 10:30, 11 o'clock every night. So I had 3 different alarms around my room in different areas of my room. And I would go through this ritualistic song and dance every morning of when alarm would go up. I'd get up, I'd hit the snooze, I'd go back to bed. And then 2 minutes later, another alarm would go off in a different part of the room. I'd get up, I'd turn that off, I'd go back to bed.
Oh,
and
that's a lot of work for that time of the morning.
I did that probably several times every single morning. I would do a boom, 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 go back to bed. Boom, 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 go back to bed. Boom, 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 go back to bed. Yeah. And so now,
you know, I do get some of that because there is something like about going back to bed. It's like, not yet, you know, and it just kind of feels really good just to climb back in there and like, I'm not ready for the world yet.
And that's
not today.
And that's what these researchers were saying. Sometimes it's better. You prefer to wake up more gradually, and that's okay.
Yeah, into the day.
Right, right. And by hitting the snooze, if you can ease into the day. Now, Kelly, sometimes I wake up before my alarm even goes off, and that angers me.
Yeah, no, that's tragic. that's the worst because you're being robbed of that precious sleep.
Even if it's 10 minutes, you're still like,
it's precious.
Because even this morning, I looked over and I saw my alarm and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And I in my head, I'm like, I guess I'm just going to get up.
Well, because you can lay there, but then you're going to be mentally like doing math. Like how much more time? How many more minutes do I have?
Well, and you know, you're sitting there going, okay, now you're just kind of waiting for the alarm to go off.
Uh-huh.
And so, okay, I guess I'm just going to get up. And I was thinking to myself, all right, well, I know I'm going to take a shower. So that's gonna be the extra time anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'll just get up, take a shower, and take the dog out and, you know, get going. So anyways, but if you're a snooze person, I guess according to the researchers there at Stockholm University,
you're still doing it okay.
Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore.
All right.
Doesn't matter anymore if you're a chronic snooze person.
So what you're saying is we're just always going to stay exhausted no matter what you're doing.
No, you can always just get to bed earlier.
You could, yeah. But sometimes life doesn't allow it. Sometimes life doesn't allow
it. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Susie texts in and says the worst is when someone else comes in and wakes you up before your alarm.
Yes.
That happens.
Yes.
That happens. Hunter says, you mean we shouldn't trust the science because it could be wrong? I don't know if this was science, but
yep.
Yeah, it was people yes, that were Hunter. Doing study. Okay, Kelly is a, yes, don't yes, trust Hunter. The science.
Yes.
Okay, well. So yeah, if you like the snooze, there you go. Enjoy doing your own thing, because at least the people in Stockholm say it's all right.
Yep, you do you, baby boo, unless you got, like, you know, a partner who you will anger incessantly if you keep hitting the snooze.
Well, you know what? That's their problem then. It's not
yours. Oh, okay. That's a them problem?
That's a them
okay.
problem.
Okay.
All right. Hey, coming up this hour, we'll get to missed connections and a setting the bar story, but first, it's feel goods.
I mean, this kid has the most purely excited reaction that will make your day. And wait until you hear what he's excited about. I mean, just find you something that you can get this excited about.
And Kelly Kay, it's up to you.
Well, this is just an adorable little video. And it looks like it was taken maybe last Christmas of a little kid who is opening up some Pokemon cards. And, well, he gets really excited about one particular rare card.
I'll still be happy if you give me the Rainbow Charizard.
Right.
That's my favorite card. Rainbow. What the flip?
What? What? Oh my god!
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 Buddy!
Oh my god!
Is the dad just as excited?
Yes, the whole family is. Wow. I mean, you just can't pan around. Everyone's losing their minds over a Pokemon card.
Of course.
So, you know, just, you know, try to find yourself something that makes you that excited in life. And I think, what a gift, right?
Right.
You can see the video. Super cute at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Well, the rumors look like they're going to be true. Netflix hiking the price of its premium plan from $20 to $23 a month. Basic plan used to be, what, like $6? Now going to $12.
I think when I first signed up, it was like $14.99.
Yeah, $14.99, but that was like, what, without ads or anything. But then they started introducing ads, and they kind of split the plans, right? So that your $14 plan is now $23.
Ouch.
Yeah, and
ouch.
And the basic plan is now 12. I will say I did see a story that Netflix was considering brick and mortar stores, and that means just like an actual building.
Why would they do that?
And Blockbuster tweeted them and said, anyone want to tell them? Because it's famous.
Who wants to tell them?
Because Blockbuster is famous for two things. One, passing up buying Netflix when they had an opportunity to.
Yep.
And also, now they used to run the show when it came to those brick and mortar, like movie rental places.
Yeah.
Right. But now there's only one left in, I think, Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
But yeah, that. that story, I, Kelly, to answer your question about why Netflix would want it, I don't know. But
what would they have to offer? Their whole model is based on streaming.
Maybe
right?
Snacks?
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Kelly. I read the headline. I didn't read the article.
Got it.
All right. Coming up next, when you are riding your bike, you're feeling sexy and fresh, and you see the guy maybe of your dreams.
Yeah, this could be your happily ever after.
Your
just
prince.
Like a fairy tale.
Yes, your prince. He's right there.
Yes.
But, you know, obviously you're not in a good spot to get a name or number, so you got to go to Missed Connections. Kelly and I spend countless hours a week finding these to bring them to you.
Research.
It is called research.
Uh-huh.
So we tell our bosses. It's that magical moment of the week when we try to scour the internet looking for those instances of a missed connection in love.
Yeah, it's when you had a moment, but you didn't seize the moment in getting a name or number. So what do? You do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. May I?
Yes, you may.
Ladies first, woman for man, you may have been my true love prince.
Oh, okay.
This is like a fairy tale.
It's just like a fairy tale.
All right, let's dive in. I was wearing purple polka-dotted undies.
How do we know this?
What?
How do we know this?
Why are we starting with that? Why are we starting with that?
This is like Cinderella. Why? Maybe she's leaving them somewhere. Who knows?
Why are we starting with purple polka-dotted undies, yellow fuzzy tap-dancing shoes, and rainbow knee-high socks with swirly peace signs?
All right.
It's painting a picture.
Yes.
On my top, I had a disco crop top. I have sick multicolored braids and was feeling good riding my bike through the park.
Oh, that's her outfit. Okay.
That's her outfit. That's her outfit.
Okay.
I'm not really sure why we needed to lead with the panties.
You needed to.
Okay. You had a green goatee, plaid boxers, and no pants.
What a look.
What? I feel like they're a perfect pair, aren't they?
So far, just so good.
Judging on their wardrobe
just
choices.
Just get these people together.
It gets better. He's got a cow pattern blazer, no shirt.
All right.
So no pants, no shirt. Okay. Plaid boxers, cow pattern blazer. But with a bunch of sick tattoos.
Love it.
I saw you hula hooping on top of the multicolored flying dragon art car as I was riding my tight cruiser right past you.
Wow.
We made eye contact, and your gaze caused me to run right into a trash can. Bam! I flipped my sexy body right over that receptacle of refuse.
Wow.
You smiled and yelled out, "Are you okay?
Are you okay?"
I'm in love.
Sure.
But was too embarrassed to say anything. I got up, brushed myself off, got on my bike, and rode off. Never for us to see each other again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, but I hope the universe brings us together. Namaste.
Namaste.
P.S. My name is Raven.
Oh, Raven!
Yeah. Yeah. Raven with the purple polka-dotted undies.
Oh, shoot.
Yellow fuzzy tap-dancing shoes and rainbow knee socks.
Craigslist missed connections.
This one is man for woman titled The Tamagotchi Incident.
Incident. Okay.
First, I want to start by saying I miss you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Though our relationship did not last past the week, much less the day.
Oh, okay.
The brief fire that was left in my heart, ignited by your feelings for me, allowed me to push forward and get a better grasp of my life. With that, let me remind you why I fell in love with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I want to know. I'm excited.
It was Saturday. I was driving into the city, and to my knowledge, an accident had occurred a few miles ahead that halted traffic faster than girls seeing Justin Bieber walking down the sidewalk in front of their school.
Oh, that would probably cause an accident, yes. All right.
You were next to me in your car. A white Prius, windows down, singing to some god-awful song from the latest pop crap they play on the radio. Listen.
Probably on the 997.
Listen,
probably.
We take offense to that.
I feel attacked.
I know. Normally, I would reach for the closest garbage object on my passenger side floor and chuck it at you.
Oh, dang.
However, something caught my eye. You had a Tamagotchi on your keychain.
A Tamagotchi on the keychain.
My God, I said to myself, I am in love.
Oh, wow.
Little did you know, Tamagotchi keychains were my everything.
Oh.
It was the only possession I carried over from my childhood.
Got it.
My heart swelled with emotion, my mind buzzing around in 100 different ways I could confess my love for you. I wrote poems in the short moments I stared across the highway at you. Your beautiful dyed blonde hair just touching your shoulders. Your ears, too. Such perfect ears. Your lips, such elegant and supple lips.
We've noticed all of this in traffic?
A sudden honk jolted me out of my daydream.
Oh,
what
dang.
Jerk would dare interrupt me while I was fantasizing over such perfection?
Wow.
I looked ahead and noticed the traffic flowing again. You started to speed up, leaving me breathless and longing for your sight again. I had to act fast, lest I lose you to the herding of cars. I floored the pedal slightly, going into your lane and into your Prius.
We crashed into her?
The sound must have echoed across the highway for miles. It seemed time slowed down and all eyes stared at us because I stared at you and your Tamagotchi. Both were okay.
Oh, that's great news. That is great news that nobody was hurt. Oh, my gosh.
You jerk! You yelled. Although you seemed upset, I knew you two were in love.
Probably felt the energy.
I held up my own keychain, revealing a blue Tamagotchi from 1997.
Look, it's a sign.
It did not stop you from frothing at the mouth, practically.
Yeah.
It's okay. My insurance will pay for your car.
Great news.
I explained cautiously. You better. You exclaimed. Listen, let me get your information and I will call you later tonight and we will get this figured out.
There you go. There is the open door. Find out who she is. Run off into the sunset together.
I handed you my information. After a few minutes of you yelling at me out of love, you left and out of my life.
Wait a second. So she just took his info, didn't exchange or give him hers?
Please respond with the color Tamagotchi you had on your key ring as the header. I will always wait for you.
Yeah, or you could just call me because I gave you my information. Oh, dang.
Whether you were wearing the disco crop top or you had a Tamagotchi incident in traffic.
I mean, that was a sign they were meant to be together. What are the odds?
What are the odds?
Oh, she's not calling him.
No.
Unless just to fix her car. She might call him for that.
It can only be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Aw, dang, Tamagotchi for life. They're meant for each other.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
All right, it's time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this Florida making the show. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to hide from police by posting a sign that says, you're not hiding here, then you're doing okay.
Don't look here. I'm not here. I'm not hiding here.
All right, so.
In this spot.
This out of Florida. Guy named Johnny Yates, right? Police were looking for him. They wanted to arrest him. They got a tip where he was. So they go to this residence, right? They saw a whiteboard outside, which written in marker said, Johnny Yates does not live here. And as convincing as that sounds, they didn't leave. They weren't like, oh, well, I guess he doesn't live here.
They decided to still check it out just in case.
Yeah, so there was someone that was leaving the house, so the cops were like, hey, do you know where Johnny is? And they were like, yeah, he's inside. So, contrary to what the sign said.
But the sign says he doesn't.
Yeah, the guy coming out said, he's in there with a couple other people.
Dang it.
So, some police canines sniffed him out, and they found him hiding in a modified chest of drawers.
A modified chest of drawers. So, that sounds to me like, okay, this is going to be my hiding spot whenever the cops come looking for me?
Yeah, well, obviously there was nothing in those chest of drawers other than Johnny Yates.
Yes.
So again, despite Johnny's amazing stealthing and disguising efforts, he was still discovered though there was a sign that said he does not live here.
Oh, wow. Oh, poor Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to hide from police by posting a sign that says you're not hiding there, then you're doing okay.
That's hilarious. Did we ever find out, what he did to force the police to come looking for him to begin with?
Aggravated battery.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Let's not do that either.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX. Have you ever heard of the nickname theory? this is something that has just kind of come around thanks to TikTok. There are plenty that are kind of posting up this sort of like relationship advice based on what is called the nickname theory. So here's one TikTok kind of explaining it.
This is a definitive guide to figuring out if you actually like this man or not, and it's called nickname theory.
Okay.
No. Nickname theory is the idea that the dumber the nickname you give the man you're dating, the less you like him.
What was your nickname for your husband again?
Thunderlicious.
Okay, let's keep going.
As all of us girly pops know, realistically, when you start dating a guy, you have to give him a nickname when you talk about him to your friends. It's not to be mean, it's not to make fun of him, but if the last guy you did was named Chase, and the next guy was Chad, and the guy after that is Craig, no one's going to remember who's who.
Yep, that is true. Oh. So she's basically saying that everybody gives their partner, at least when they start dating, like a little nickname.
And that is where nicknames come into play.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is, if you give a guy a really stupid nickname, like on your first date, he told you that his favorite kind of bagel is a plain bagel with cream cheese, a serial killer's order, so you start calling him plain bagel with cream cheese guy, it's not that serious.
Okay, so...
Oh, wow, I did that a lot when I was dating.
Yeah.
It was like green shirt guy or what, like if you met them and then you wanted to try to remember, all right, which one was that guy, and when you, if you got his number, and that's how you programmed him in the phone.
Yeah,
gosh.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So Thunderlicious is your husband. So that might be shooting holes into this theory because Thunderlicious, you know, to the rest of us may seem like a silly nickname, right?
Right. But it's hilarious because it's like an inside joke. Well, now it's not inside anymore because I'm telling all of you, but it's his, what we joked would be his professional wrestling name. Had he been a professional wrestler, has he ever wrestled? No, but he wrestled our kids. And so he liked to pretend he was a professional wrestler when he was wrestling our kids when they were really young. And so they came up with names. And that's why it's cute. I really do like him a lot, I promise.
Okay. So this kind of goes on and says, if you narrow down the description to something relevant to the guy, like the gray, you know, BMW guy, that's personal and he's a possibility. It's potential, you know. There's a little bit more than just like the bagel and cream cheese guy. The final category really isn't a nickname. If you actually use his name, his real name, then you're kind of in it for the long haul. And, this looks like it could be serious. I will say that this theory works for both guys and girls because I had a friend who, when he would start dating someone, it'd be like the Ja Rule chick.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, I remember because there was a girl that he would go out with, but she would only go to concerts with him. Like, she was a concert date for him.
Oh, okay. I
and,
gotcha.
And so we just started calling her, and he started calling her the Ja Rule chick. So, and it didn't end up lasting. So that kind of works in that theory.
Does your wife have a nickname for you?
No. Like, we never did.
Well, I feel like the lack of nicknames bad, too, right?
No, that's what they're saying. They're saying if you use real names, that's in it for the long haul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so should I add, like, Thunderlicious Michael?
No. I think Thunderlicious is good, you know? Okay. I mean, you guys have gone well over a decade. So
we have proven.
Yeah, that this theory may just be a theory, but... The theory rolling around TikTok right now is if you use a nickname theory, like the sillier the nickname, the less serious the guy, then that could necessarily be something that is true.
So, interesting information.
I know. Elizabeth and I, we're kind of boring. We don't have those nicknames.
Maybe you should start. What do you think it would be if you had to make one up?
Man, the first thing that came to my head, I couldn't say on the radio. Like you asked me, and I almost spit it out, and I was like, whoa, say that.
Wait a second.
All right, feel good stories, do them every hour. Kelly Kay.
Oh my goodness, grab some tissues for the happy tears. When you watch this video, I mean, I'd be crying buckets if I was in this room watching this go down. A bride and her dad recreated a dance they did when she was a little girl, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house. The video played behind them while they danced on the big screen.
It was my mom's idea. She filmed this that night, and long before I was ever engaged, she was like, when you get married, I am going to have, during a father-daughter dance, the video of you and your dad dancing around the living room.
This was a Beauty and the Beast household. We went to Beauty and the Beast on Ice, Beauty and the Beast the theater. We met Belle and the Beast down in Disneyland numerous times. So at the end of the toast, I said, I'd like to invite my daughter up for the father-daughter dance. I said, and we're going to do this the way we did it 27 years ago. And then she come grabbed my hand, and the screen came down, picture of her up there. It was awesome. It was not a dry eye in the place.
Especially not
ours.
I mean, can you imagine? I would be... Yeah, it'd be over for me if I was in the room watching this go down. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do the same thing because my husband and my daughter have had these dance-offs ever since she was a little girl, mm-hmm. and I've got videos of all of them.
Oh, perfect.
And oh my gosh, I'm going to have to get out of the room when this goes down. It is the sweetest thing ever. So precious. See the video, WDJX.com.
Taylor Swift on 99.7 EJX just keeps on Taylor Swifting. Has released now two new versions of Cruel Summer, one of them being from the Eras Tour. I mean, it's the live version of it. She's just officially releasing it. And if you've seen the Eras Tour movie, you've seen this. Yeah, so there's that version. And then there is a remixed version as well. Little clubby beat to it. A little remix by LP Giobbi. Again, when you've reached the end of a song, all you have to do to get more money from it,
remix it.
Just remix it. Yep. That's all right. Re-release it.
All right.
She's not the first one to do it, but she ain't the last. She ain't going to be the last. That's for sure. So anyways, if you want to get both of those songs in their entirety, we got it for you at WDJX.com. All right. Coming up next, Rich. So he's found himself in a... Do I say cougar situation?
I don't know.
What noise was that?
I'm not sure if we call
if
her
we labor
cougar.
A cougar.
What is the definition? How many years older makes her a cougar? I don't know.
Okay, well, theirs is what, 8 years?
Yeah.
What is a cougar? So maybe a cougar is over 10.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe let's say a cougar.
At least are we
right with that? A cougar, like if you're in a cougar situation, you're like, oh, what's a cougar? That's when the woman is older than the guy.
How many years older does a woman have to be?
Wow,
to
you're typing
be
all of that in there.
A cougar, yeah. Cougars are popular. They're defined as women in their 40s or older who date significantly younger men, generally a 10-year age gap or
more. Yeah. So I was thinking, yes, 10 years probably. Okay. So maybe they're not quite in the cougar relationship, cougar cub relationship.
Yeah, she is 8 years older.
Okay. But there is something that is not lining up, and it's causing him sweats. And that's why he's coming to us. And if there's anyone who knows how to sweat, it's me. And so,
okay, great. So he's just kind of asking, like, yo, all right. So am I right to be, worried about this? How do I maybe change my perspective about it? He's looking for some maybe different vantage points that maybe he wasn't considering.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll get to that in group therapy on the way next. If you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, could use some extra thoughts on it, you can always message us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com. We'll get to group therapy coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Rich reached out, said I graduated from college 2 years ago, settled into a job that I like. I'm not making tons of money, but I'm paying off my student loans while having an incredible life with my girlfriend. She's funny, smart, the light of my life, as corny as that sounds. We've been together for 4 years, and I'm so very happy right now.
All right.
But the future is scaring me. My girlfriend is 8 years older than me and will be finishing her PhD this year. Now, many of her friends are married with kids or focusing on careers in far-off corners of the world, and she's been really anxious lately and talking more seriously about kids. I know her three older sisters have had fertility troubles, so this is probably going to be a do-or-die time. I love her. I can picture us getting married, picture her as the mother of my kids, but just not right now. Mm-hmm. I'm terrified of losing her. I can't imagine life without her, but can't see myself changing diapers a year from now. Uh-huh. I was hoping some listeners might have some advice who were maybe in a similar situation.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, when you're in two different stages of life, that is kind of tough to match up and marry up because someone's got to have a concession, like, or there's got to be a compromise where it's like, all right, well, I know you're in this spot and I'm in this spot, but we want to be together. So I'm going to do this and you're going to do this. And that's how it is. But are we sure she has fertility issues?
Well, her sisters do.
Well, I know her sisters do, but does she?
I don't know. I think he's just kind of assuming at this point because of, you know, what's going on in the family.
Yeah, I'd almost make sure that they're, you know, have her go to her gynecologist or have her, you know, go to a fertility specialist first if they want to talk about that and see if there are issues there. Because if not, then I don't know, maybe, you know, you just kind of keep on keeping on and let nature take its course. Giggity.
Okay. Now, Heather said there are alternatives, possibly freezing embryos, stuff like that, that can provide backup as you buy a little more time, you know, to play. I had my kids later. Most women my age have grown kids now, but I like that I had them later. Uh-huh. My head's in a better space. And for the record, I wasn't sure I wanted kids at all back then.
There you go.
But I wouldn't want a world without them now. It's an adventure. And sure, you've got an awesome partner. So enjoy all of it. Even the scary parts.
All right. Well, that's an option for sure. I know he's not the only one who has or is in a relationship where there's an age difference.
Yeah.
So let us know your story because that could probably help here. And I know I say that all the time, but that's why we do group therapy, right? 502-795-1997. What's your story and how did it all work out? And maybe that'll help Rich ease his mind because it sounds like he wants to be with her.
Yeah, I don't think there's a doubt there.
Right.
He is just concerned about the whole, he's not sure if he's ready to jump into, you know, being a husband, having, you know, the kids like right now because he's, you know, just out of school. I'm guessing he's probably 24, 25 based on what he.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe he was 15.
Well, he said, I graduated from college 2 years ago.
Oh, all right.
So that's typically the age that they're doing
that.
All right, she's 8 years older than that. All so right. I don't think, you know, she's not approaching to where she's going to become like a science experiment if they, you know, wait a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't have mine until 36 and 38.
Yep.
That's just because I couldn't find my husband. Until later.
You know, hey, you know, we all have our journeys,
right? We all have our journeys.
Yes. All right. Let us know. 502-795-1997. Group therapy. We'll take your stories on the way next. Group therapy. We are right in the middle of Rich's situation where he has a girlfriend of 4 years. She's 8 years older than he is and is kind of wanting kids. Or at least, you know, her biological clock is telling her, you know what, let's start thinking about this. This scares him a little bit because she's kind of in a different stage of life than he is.
Yeah, he graduated from college 2 years ago. They've been together for 4 years. So I think their relationship is really established. So a lot of people are kind of suggesting, hey, you can buy yourself a little bit of time. We've got Ashley says I'm 35 and just now pregnant with my first. It's okay to wait.
Well, I think what's worrying him is the whole side of her family where she has sisters who experienced fertility issues as well. And
so he's concerned it might take longer.
Yeah. Jessica says if he wants to date an older woman, he has to realize there's literally a ticking clock for women that she has no control over. If he wants his future to be with her, he's probably going to have to give a little on his own timeline. But ultimately, it's a conversation they need to have together, regardless of any outside advice. The two of them are the only ones that can truly decide what is right. and whether they are both willing to compromise a little moving forward. And that's kind of what we said at the beginning, where compromises, I feel like compromise is going to have to be something at play here.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're both on the same page about knowing that they want a future together. That's not the issue. The issue is just like, okay, when do you kind of officially jumpstart that future together? And I think maybe if he, because he said that I can't see myself changing diapers next year. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you put it off for like another year. How about 2 years? Do you think that you'd be there?
Right, right, right.
And that might
be fun.
But
see, here's the other part of that where if you say, hey, are you ready for kids? The answer is always going to be no.
Oh, 1,000%. You're never going to be ready.
No, you're
never ready.
You're
never going to be ready.
You're never ready for kids.
Yeah.
And because there's always going to be something in your life that you're like, well, I don't know if I'm at the right point in my career to have kids. I don't know if I'm at the right point financially to have kids. I don't know if I'm at the right point, you know, whatever, to have kids. And so, I don't know.
Well, and maybe we get married first because we're not even engaged yet, because you're going to want some time just as husband and wife before you jump right into that, too. So think about that as well. If you're, you know, sure that this is going to be your path, consider, you know, putting that in line first.
There's a glitch in the Matrix. The robo-Kelly is happening right now. But, yeah, I mean, exactly what she said, but So there are plenty of people who are showing their examples of, hey, I was older and had kids. There is time. But yeah, like you said, maybe let's start with an engagement, if that's the thing, and then move from there and progress along the way. If marriage is something that you both want to do, then, you know, let's start down that path. And then, you know, we can go down the kid path, but I don't think you're ever going to be, quote, ready for kids.
No.
But if you can at least compromise a little and think, okay, well, maybe, you know, in 2 years, maybe am I ready? Or in 18 months, maybe am I ready? All right, then there you go.
But the biggest hurdle is you found your person.
Yeah. So that's,
and that's the best part.
That's the best part, for sure. Rich, so whatever happens, I feel like, you know, you got yourself a good person there to spend your life with, and you can feel comfortable in that, all right?
Exactly.
Keep us posted, for sure, and let us know how that all works out. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Jessica calling us from E-Town. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi there. Jessica's got red hair, drives a Chevy Suburban. Is venturing out on her own business. She's trying to open a food truck named Marie's. Now, that's interesting, Jessica, because your name is Jessica. Why would you open a food truck named Marie's?
It's actually my middle name and been in my family for a generation, so I just thought it was fitting.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that. What kind of food?
We're going to open, starting off with different kind of spuds, so it'll be like a spuds truck, and you can have different, you know, meats, whatever, put on your potatoes. So.
Oh, you said spuds. I thought you said fudge at first.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, fudge? There's going to be a fudge truck?
A fudge truck with meat? Okay, all right, count me in. I was like, wow, you know what? You found your niche. That's what's important, Jessica. You found your niche. All right, so, well, good luck with that. Well, let us know when you open your food truck. We'd love to swing by.
Oh, thanks.
I love food trucks.
All right, Jessica, Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
All right, you're going to hear three magical stories, right? You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or maybe bad decision as a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First one, Jessica, little kid, drunk adult.
I cried when I pooped my pants while in a vehicle full of strangers.
I cried when what with my pants?
I pooped my pants in a.
Oh yeah, I'd cry too.
Yeah,
in okay.
A vehicle full of strangers.
Okay.
I say drunk adult.
Yeah, I think drunk adult for sure. Yes.
Both of you saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. Drunk adult. You got it, Jessica.
Joy. My husband had just left me for another woman and kicked me out of our house. And I was on a 22-hour long ride on a bus heading back to my hometown, and I crapped my pants.
Oh, my goodness. That got so much worse. I thought the worst she was going to have to deal with just messing her pants. But...
Nope. Husband left her, kicked her out of the house. She was on a
bus.
Wow.
Oh, this...
She was going through it.
Yeah. Oh, I need closure now. Like, did she get out on the other side of it? Is she in a better spot now? Oh, dang.
All right, Jessica, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I said a curse word on the DJ microphone at a wedding and got in serious trouble.
Okay.
Little kid.
Little kid. All right.
Yeah. Little kid, right?
All yes. right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
Yes, you got it. Oh, yes, little kid.
I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. I'm at my aunt's wedding, and the DJ thought it would be cute to get me on the mic, so he asked me if I'm having a good time, and I'm yeah, it's great. My new uncle is so cool, and, like, the crowd is cheering. They're eating me up. They love it.
I mean, look, she's feeling the rush.
Keep going. Keep
going. She's feeling the rush. She's got the crowd.
And then the DJ asked me if I think the food is good, and I said into the microphone that it tasted like
oh my god,
out of the mouth of babes, right, Jessica?
Oh yeah, going so well.
And then I wanted chicken fingers instead, and my mom was mortified, so embarrassed. Yeah. But like, everybody was dying laughing, so I say I was a hit.
Yeah,
you know what,
She still had the crowd, but just say, mom was not happy.
When you have the crowd, Jessica, you just got to keep rolling, you know? Got to keep rolling.
I would have fallen out of my chair if I could see that.
All right, so far, you are perfect. So let's see if you can round this out with a win. Little kid, drunk adult, last one.
So I threw up at a wedding right as the priest said, you may now kiss the bride.
Okay, so we've got two wedding stories here.
Oh.
One involves swearing, and one involves puking.
Oh, gosh.
Drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's a drunk adult, maybe even the bridesmaid. Oh, how awful would that be if it's a bridesmaid?
All right, so you're both saying drunk adult.
Yeah, I was a drunk adult.
That's what happened.
Oh, were you in the party? Were you in the wedding party? Were you up front? Oh, God.
It was my sister's wedding of all things. I got hammered on Fireball right before the ceremony, and it just did not agree with me. And, yeah, right as the priest said, you may now kiss the bride, I puked everywhere.
Oh, no!
And I was a bridesmaid, so...
Oh, God!
Everyone saw it, and it was mortifying.
No, she puked Fireball at her sister's wedding.
Oh, but you know what? Honestly, if I'm going to puke anything, Fireball probably is not bad because it's like a cinnamony sort of flavor,
sure,
right?
But that would burn. It burns going down. It's probably going to burn coming right back up.
I don't know. Jessica, have you ever puked Fireball?
I can't even remember.
So that answer is yes.
We'll say yes.
Probably so.
All right. Jessica, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Oh, so Jessica, hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
All right.
All right.
Listen, let's not take away from the prize of the fact that none of that happened to you.
This is true.
Right?
This
is true. I mean, that is a large part of this prize.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult, of course, we need you to make this possible.
More stories. So send us a little voice note of you, given a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's start it off from Beth, who says, that drunk bridesmaid that I just heard about just picked the first TBT song. Fireball. Pitbull. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Let's go.
Miss the world. I never am.
I like this. Everyone. Fireball.
Yeah.
99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist.
Amber rolling in on text. In honor of my best friend's birthday tomorrow, and the fact that we will be celebrating next weekend with our first girls' night ever at the Shania Twain concert. Can we get Shania?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Shania Twain. Yes, Shania Twain.
The remix.
because it's 99.7 EJX, right?
You got it.
All right, that don't impress me much. Throwback Thursday.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular original, know it all. So you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
All right, throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Mandy May says, can you play Blink 182, All the Small Things? Yes, we can!
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It is Throwback Thursday because, you know, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Blink, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
I got a text from Misty. Hey, my crew. The kids and I haven't been able to jam out the throwback in months. Today, Maddie, Finley, Tristan, and Jocelyn get to jam. School line ready.
All right. Aubrey rolls in and says, hey, supposed to close on a house tomorrow. Can I get some Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca? I do smell. Congratulations.
That's
all right, throwback
awesome.
Thursday. 99. Thursday on 99.7 EJX, Kaylin rolls in the mood for some Pussycat Dolls. How about When I Grow Up? Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
I know. I like to replace the words with boobies.
Uh-huh. Everybody does now. Thanks for that.
Throwback Thursday. Good morning, TBT request coming at you.
Uh-huh.
Can you throw us some retro Selena Gomez?
Oh, all what right. You got?
I don't know. Gosh, we got this. Good For You, Selena, ASAP Rocky.
I'm a 14. Okay, you committed, so this is where we're going.
I committed. I did. Hang on. I feel like this is a banger.
Okay.
All right. Well,
is it?
Stop it.
Is it?
We'll give it a minute. Give it a minute.
Let the beat drop. Let the beat drop.
Give it a minute.
So don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair up real nice. And syncopate my skin to your heart beating. Cause I just wanna look good for you. Good for you. I just wanna look good. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Even this dress a mess on the floor. You still look good for you, good for you. I'm in my marquee diamonds. I'm a marquee diamond. Could even make that Tiffany jealous. You say I give it to you hard. So bad, so bad.
I mean, that works, right?
Okay.
It's gotta
okay,
be.
But I'm ready. I'm ready for another one.
Okay, Throwback Thursday. Rhonda says, how about Thrift Shop? Macklemore, we got you. All right, Throwback Thursday. Keep them with the same tempo for a hot minute, all right? If you want a song, you can always roll in at Ben and Kelly Show or
502-795-1997.
Listen. The Selena haters can go home!
Oh, yeah, Mandy is like, Selena wasn't a banger. Ha, 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 ha.
That was a banger. All right, Throwback Thursday. This is on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, man, people are still hating on Selena. Missy's like, banger on what? The coffin?
I like it when you give me, like, just lyrics, and I just have to try to guess what it is.
You got
to
figure it out?
From
can we get
windows,
it right?
From the windows to the wall, I think we got it. All right?
We got it.
Throwback Thursday. Hey, all right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Yeah, we just play the tips of the songs because we don't have time to play them all, quite frankly. Rolling in, Peppy says, I want to hear either Salt and Peppa or Missy Elliott. So, well, congrats. We played Salt and Peppa last week, so Missy Elliott it is.
Okay, and listen, Bethany's having a rough morning. She says adulting is hard. Need some ooey gooey 90s pops, so you're going to have to line something like that up. Can you? Can you?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Throwback Thursday. We got you on DJ. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wedding yet. It's your primitive, it's wedding yet. All right. Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 EJX.
We're all putting it down, putting our thing down, flipping it and reversing it, aren't we? We are. We
yes,
are.
Yes, it is.
Listen, we have another Amber says, it's been a week. She needs to be picked up a little bit. Dana starting a new job next week. Can I get some Brittany work me?
Yep. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
We do.
Uh-huh.
Throwback Thursday. I do.
Yes, uh-huh. I do. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that too. Okay.
Throwback Thursday. Just on, get it now. I mean, I'm ordering the extra large bucket of popcorn with extra butter when Britney's memoir comes out.
Oh, I mean, she's already dropping bombs.
Yep,
with
Throwback
excerpts
Thursday.
Getting out there. OMG.
Uh-huh.
So apparently, Britney's all saying, nope, wasn't me that cheated. It was JT.
Well, you
with
know
another
what?
Celebrity. Oh, gosh.
Look,
oh,
like
gosh.
I said,
oh,
I'm getting the extra large bucket of popcorn. All right, it's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
You know, I love when listeners can support each other. Bethany admitted she was having a day. Jessica from Recycle Floyd County rolls in. Bethany, same girl. Adulting, do not recommend. Got it. We get it. We're all there with you.
Jessica rolls in and says, hey, I'm supposed to go hang out with that guy tonight, a guy tonight after work. Play me a song for some motivation. And Ben, don't be mean.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Good luck, Jessica. Yeah. What? The death stroke. I'm down to magic. I know if I get once, I get twice. What a subtle song.
Oh, Jessica. Oh, she said, I was on the phone. Is that song for me? Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, Jessica. That is your motivation song for tonight. Let us know how it goes.
Yep. All right. Throwback Thursday. Swifty Kim rolls in. Hey, can we get some Fifth Harmony? Remember them?
Do we ever? Do we know? Do
come
we remember?
On. Throwback Thursday. Give it to me now. Come and make it worth my while. Give it to me. I'm worth it. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX, favorite Brad rolls in. Hey, Cheap Thrills, see ya. Also banger. Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Uh-huh.
Your boy Sean Paul rolling in here too. Throwback Thursday. As long as I give in. 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9.
Good morning. Brooke from Bardstown here. Super excited. One more week till I say, can you guys please play Let's Get Married by Jagged Edge? The remix, please.
Remix. Mm-hmm. This seems to be the get married song.
Absolutely. I walked into my reception to this.
Yeah.
You got swagger.
All right, throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Oh, yeah, throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Congrats. Good luck, Brooke. Your requests make up our playlist.
Wendy needs some old school Usher. Oh. I think this is checking the box.
This is also checking the box for the wedding night.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's right.
Checks
that box too.
All right,
throwback Thursday.
There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my God. Like dynamite, honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies. Check, 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 checking you out. Like, oh, she got it all.
And that one rolls.
Sexy from my head to toe.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Rolling to Twitter real quick. Kathleen rolls in. Last shift of the week. Can you please play anything by Metro Station? Well, since none of their other songs were hits, we'll do this one, all right?
That's the only one in our library.
No, we have others.
Oh, we do?
We do, yes.
All right.
But Shake It, by far the most popular. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7. Shake, 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 all right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, I gotta shout out Michael. He has texted us no less than 75 times.
Yes, he is. Listen, he needs to hear a sound.
Yeah, so I tell you what. I borrowed it from our sister station, B96. Run DMC.
All right, Michael.
My recital.
Yeah.
I think it's very vital.
From yeah. Thursday.
Around.
That's right.
On top. It's
tricky.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX, and we done.
Request for her mom, and we didn't get to it, but I hope you have a great day at school, Maggie. She went some NKOTB.
Oh.
I know.
Well, you want to give her a little bit?
Oh, 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 oh.
All right, on second thought, don't give it to her.
I nailed it.
Kind of. All right, it's Throwback Thursday here every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back. We do have some homework, I guess, from some listeners.
Yeah.
So that we are going to have to follow back up on.
For sure.
Like wedding nights.
Yes.
First
Jessica's
date.
Got her date, yeah.
First date night.
Yeah, she's like, y'all know I'm going to be getting back with you about it.
All right.
She knows you're invested, Ben.
Hey, we're all invested now.
Yes, yes, we are.
Throwback
we
Thursday.
Hope she gets to see some magic sticks.
Or, yeah, I was going to say.
I love wieners.
Song.
I love wieners. I love wieners. I love wieners.
Wieners! Oh my God!
I love wieners.
Sorry.
It's the first date. That's too soon. It's too soon.
They've been friends, though. So, you know what? When they've been friends...
That
and
you can
and they,
jump over the line
and
real
they've
quick.
Known each other for a while. It's sometimes it's just time for
wieners.
Come on. All right. So every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, Throwback Thursday. Ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
All right, this is where we find random things in the internet, run it through the verification process, and bring them to you as fact.
Okay.
Stupid fact of the day. Kelly, there are tiny little skin mites that come out at night and make sweet, passionate love on your face.
Stop talking right now. Stop talking. What? You have got to warn us of the aggressive nature of the learning before you spit something like that, sir.
Sorry. I will warn you now about our stupid fact of the day. It may have a gross factor to it.
OMG, I may never sleep again.
There are tiny little skin mites that come out at night to make sweet, passionate love on your face.
I don't want them to. Where are they? Are they like coming off of your skin and then reproducing on your face? What? Oh, stop. Oh, my God.
They become one with your skin.
No.
And one with one another.
No.
They're like, no. Hey, do you want to meet by the ear? Yes.
Stop it.
Yes, I do.
Stop right now. Stop. I don't want my face to be like
a
car
bed?
Park. Yes.
A car park?
Yeah.
Kelly, yeah, let's go down this path a little bit, Kelly.
No.
Tell us about your experience at a car park.
No, I don't really. I didn't have one. I didn't do that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do it. I see the movies, though.
Okay.
No.
No. All right, so again, why? Stupid fact of the day.
Why do you put those things in our heads and now we're going to make mental pictures? And we can't get rid of it.
Hey, look, tiny little skin mites need love too.
No, I'm angry at the learning. I'm angry. I'm angry. I'm angry. I'm angry.
All right, so there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day. Enjoy.
I'm going to have to sleep with pantyhose in my head from now on.
On 99.7 DJX. Yep. All right, set of the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do are situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sometimes you just don't want to host the party at your place. This is not the way to do it. If you can manage to make it through the day without moving into a house you don't own and using it as your own personal club, you're doing okay.
Okay. No, that's not what we
do. This isn't what we do. Squatters is what they're called. Let's just let Captain Derek Rogers and a neighbor talk about what was going down in this neighborhood.
It was always something going on in that house. A lot of partying. They had an illegal strip club on the weekends. They would get live horses.
Okay, oh, so...
What? I'm sorry, did she say live horses?
Yeah, strip clubs and horses, yes.
Oh, when did he have live horses?
Oh, yeah. I know, right?
Wow.
All right, Captain Derek.
All these individuals were charged with various felony crimes.
Yeah, so they got charged with felonies for squatting there and running a strip club and live horses out of this house.
I mean, could you imagine the cleanup after the horses?
Oh, I know.
Oh, because they probably aren't good at like going and sitting by the door to let you know they got to go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, setting the bar. I get it. Sometimes you just don't want to host the party at your house. But let's not.
Maybe it's a space issue. Sounds like it was a space issue.
Let's not
just
move
a little bit more space
into a house that you don't own and set up some illegal stuff. All right.
Well, that's like, dang, bold uh-huh. move though.
Yeah,
where do we get the horses?
There are
I have
a lot
questions.
Of questions. Sure, a lot of
I have
questions.
Questions.
All right, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Now they are trying to tell us what our personality is based on how we spread butter on toast.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Spreading butter on toast is now going to tell you what kind of personality we have. I must be chaotic if I'm spraying it. I'm spraying butter. What does that make me? Completely out of control?
Wait. You don't actually like have stick butter or butter in a
tub? I have butter in a tub. Yes, okay. I have. I can't believe it's not butter.
Okay, that's not butter.
It is butter.
Mm,
it is butter.
No, that's not butter.
It's close enough to butter for me. Okay. Don't even start talking about chemicals. And then I have the I can't believe it's not butter spray because sometimes it's just convenient to just go. Ch-ch.
So basically, if you toss butter on and glide the knife across once or twice, you're probably laid back, easygoing. They say if you are a total coverage type of person, if you like to do it from crust to crust all the way around, you're precise, like to be in control. If you're a double cider, you like to do it on both sides.
Oh,
by the way,
who does that?
Who does that, right?
Yeah.
Says you're creative, live by your own rules, don't mind being the weird one.
Also, you're probably going to have a heart attack.
Maybe.
If we're eating that much butter.
Much. If you're barely there, you use just enough to get the job done, means you're the go-getter. Moves fast, doesn't waste time.
And I'm going to go ahead and roll and make a new category because it's clear that it wasn't considered the spray butter. I'm just going to say that you are smart and you like to save time.
Okay. I can't. All right, so anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. Olivia Rodrigo now.
Just try it.
Up on the podcast, you can get any of our segments here this morning, everything from our stupid fact of the day to the nickname theory, which Kelly was punching holes in the nickname theory.
I feel like, I think I debunked it a little.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it was just some stuff that had started going on TikTok, so it wasn't like...
Well, it must
rooted
be true,
in
then.
Science or something like that. It's just people like that. Little kid, drunk adult up there. And then group therapy, all talking about the biological clock. So, a lot of stuff, including your setting the bar stories, to catch up on the podcast with WDJX.com. You can watch some of that stuff on our YouTube channel. This would be the part where we plug the YouTube channel.
Sure. Click subscribe. Yeah. And hit the notification bell. You'll never miss it.
Yeah. Search Ben and Kelly Show or just go to WDJX.com. You can find the YouTube link there. Hit subscribe.
Listen, if we could hit like 2,000 subscribers by the end of the month, what
end
a win.
End of the month?
Yeah. I'm not going to like say
like
end of the week.
Like 10 days?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Okay. I know. It's a very ambitious goal because we're, what, 400 away from that? Something
I don't
like that.
Know. Yeah. 400, something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. So just tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. All right. So
there's the Benny Kelly Show
that.
Channel.
So there, as I hinted yesterday, the one bombshell, the abortion with Britney Spears, wasn't going to be the only one.
Nope. Now there's more. She's throwing out some cheating claims. You can read all about it at WDJX.com.
Yep. So that is, of course, coming out next week, her memoir. So... Big
well,
buck.
I feel like a lot of the juiciest stuff is already out there. So
yeah, what else could there be? What else is there?
That's,
my goodness.
Honestly, that's what everybody wanted to know is about all of that.
Yeah, so you can get all that up on the website at WDJX.com. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. All right, guys, by the way, if you do want to hear the Throwback Thursday requests, they're also in the podcast. Just can't play like the entire song.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show on socials. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.